From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, April 10th. I'm Abby Larico. Stages St. Louis co-founder Jack Lane now produces shows for Broadway and London. His musical, The Karate Kid, is about to tour the UK with help from audience input its creators got in Kirkwood.
They came here to work on the show and tweak it even as they're rehearsing. So going to London, it's going to be terrific, I'm sure. But there's been a lot that was learned from trying out in St. Louis.
STLPR's Jeremy Goodwin talks with Lane about branching out from Missouri to Broadway and beyond, coming up after this news on The Gateway. Festus Data Center opposition group Wake Up Jeffco has filed a lawsuit against the city and developer CRG. STLPR's Katie Gravich has details.
Plaintiffs allege that the city had unlawful private meetings with developers and attempted to skirt requirements of the Missouri Sunshine Law. Public documents show city officials tried to keep conversations about the project under wraps in email and text messages. Steve Jeffrey is the attorney representing the Festus residents. He says he believes city officials were intentionally meeting in smaller groups to keep discussions off the public record.
Apparently, the city believed that if they met instead in small groups of like two or three at a time, that they wouldn't have to comply with any of those Sunshine Law requirements.
The suit aims to reverse city decisions to rezone residential land for the proposed project and enter a contract to set requirements for the developer. I'm Katie Gravich, St. Louis Public Radio.
The lawsuit comes 2 days after all four incumbent city council candidates in Festus were ousted in final unofficial election results. The city of St. Louis is heading to court over the takeover of its police department by a state-appointed board. STLPR's Rachel Lippman explains.
The lawsuit is the third to challenge the legislation signed last year by Governor Mike Kehoe. It says provisions requiring the city to spend a certain percentage of its budget each year on policing violate a constitutional provision on unfunded mandates. Mayor Kara Spencer says the lawsuit is not an attack on the officers of the SLMPD, but she says the police board's proposed budget of $250 million threatens other crucial city services.
Our police department plays a very critical role in public safety, but so too do our other departments. I have to protect the jobs of these folks too.
Members of the board say the lawsuit caught them off guard. They have been in discussions with the mayor about the required level of funding for the department. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
The St. Louis Public Schools Board of Education voted unanimously to make its interim superintendent permanent. St. Louis Public Radio Sarah Fenton reports Myra Berry has held the role since October.
Berry became interim superintendent after the board voted to fire her predecessor, Millicent Borchade. The board emphasized Berry's experience reopening schools that were damaged in the May 16th tornado. Members also said she had boosted trust and morale throughout the district. Berry says she wants to focus on improving attendance, literacy, and the district's financial stability.
We have already begun the important work of rebuilding trust, strengthening our community, and reestablishing partnerships. We know that strong schools are built through strong relationships.
The board bypassed a national search for a superintendent, saying the process has been expensive and ineffective in the past. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri voters could see the return of the presidential primary. It's one of several pieces of legislation passed in the House yesterday. Members voted 116 to 23 to pass it 4 years after they voted to remove the primary. The legislation would reinstate the primary for the first Tuesday in March of every presidential election year. Bill's sponsor, Representative Brad Banderman, a St. Clair Republican, said that is the earliest that both the Democratic and Republican parties would allow the primary.
And I believe this will also help with some of the overlap in our April municipal election that happens every 4 years when we used to have the presidential preference primary.
The legislation received bipartisan support, with Democratic Representative Eric Woods saying bringing back the primary makes Missouri more involved in the presidential election process in 2028 and beyond. According to the bill's fiscal note, reinstating the primary could cost the state as much as $9 million in general revenue for the 2028 fiscal year. The House has also passed legislation that would make firearms suppressors more available in Missouri. Those are devices that reduce the sound of gunfire when attached to guns. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports.
Through the legislation, the possession, manufacturing, transportation, repair, or sale of a firearm suppressor would be legal in Missouri. Republican bill sponsor and firearms dealer Mike Koslow said suppressors help reduce hearing damage, including for hunters. However, Democrats like Representative Kim Smith say there are instances when hearing gunfire is important.
It matters for schools, it matters for churches, apartment complexes, and public spaces where seconds count.
Lawmakers voted 95 to 44 to pass the bill. It now goes to the Missouri Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri House has passed a bill barring non-citizens from receiving SNAP and Medicaid benefits. Certain immigrants in the country with legal status, including refugees, would still be allowed to apply for aid. Bill sponsor Republican Representative Jamie Gregg also touted a provision of the bill that would allow a federal waiver so SNAP benefits can be restricted to healthy food like fruits and vegetables.
We're not telling people they can't get a birthday cake. We're telling people they can buy flour, they can buy eggs, they can buy milk, they can buy the chocolate powder that goes in it. They can make cake.
The federal government already approved a waiver in December at the request of Governor Mike Kehoe. The bill passed 95 to 44 and now goes to the Senate for consideration. And the House has passed legislation that creates new cross-reporting requirements for child and animal abuse. Members voted 125 to 12 to pass this bill. It now goes to the Senate with 5 weeks left in the legislative session. The bill requires agencies involved in child abuse to also be trained and report instances of animal abuse. It also requires animal abuse investigators to be mandated reporters for abuse of vulnerable people. That includes children and the elderly. Additionally, it adds starvation to the definition of animal abuse. Supporters of the bill say there is a correlation between animal abuse and domestic violence. The Missouri legislature has sent a bill to Governor Kehoe's desk aiming to address anti-Semitism in schools and colleges. St. Louis Public Radio's Lily Halloran reports it adds the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism into school codes of conduct.
The definition reads, in part, quote, "Anti-Semitism is a certain perception of Jews which may be expressed as hatred toward Jews. Examples from the alliance include denying the Holocaust or comparing Israel's contemporary policy to that of Nazis. The bill was amended to include that anti-Semitic speech must create an atmosphere of intimidation, after pushback from Democrats who said it could inhibit class discussion about the Middle East. Democratic Senator Stephen Weber supported the new version.
I care a lot that kids in this country, kids in this state, Jewish kids in this state are safe.
The bill passed the Senate uncontested. The House approved it 100 to 17. In Jefferson City, I'm Lily Halloran, St. Louis Public Radio.
Of course, you can find more coverage of the Missouri State House at stlpr.org. A nurse in Edwardsville wants to do something many believe to be unlikely. Win Illinois' 15th congressional district as a Democrat. As St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports, Jennifer Todd believes her working-class roots will propel her to victory over incumbent Republican Mary Miller this fall.
Keita Todd's campaign is a critique that Miller, a three-term congresswoman, has left money on the table for the Central Illinois district that includes portions of the Metro East. Until the 2026 fiscal year, Miller didn't submit proposals for community project funding, known as congressional earmarks.
Community project fundings are our tax dollars that we actually desperately need back in the district in the 15th. They're to help fix infrastructure, which they're all starting to decay, and our small towns and villages and townships don't have the funding to be able to fix it.
Todd believes there are roads, bridges, water treatment plants, and sewers that could all use federal help. But Illinois' 15th congressional district is one of the country's 35 most conservative. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
New York native Jack Lane co-founded theater company Stages St. Louis in 1987. In recent years, he's turned to a second career, producing shows on Broadway and in London's West End. He already has 4 Tony Awards to show for it. Now, Lane is nominated for a prestigious London Theater Award as his musical The Karate Kid prepares to launch a UK tour. The story of a New Jersey teen who moves to California and becomes a karate champion made its world premiere at Stages. STLPR's Jeremy Goodwin asked Lane how he met Stage's co-founder, Michael Hamilton.
He was running an audition for Summer Stock Season, and I was in there for the role of Tony in West Side Story. And he told me of his dream to one day go back to his hometown to open up a theater company. And I went, that's nice.
And that relationship changed your life?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, by extension, the lives of a lot of people who work in theater.
I mean, I ultimately married the man. So. Yeah. Yes.
So he had that idea. He said, he's from Kirkwood.
He's from Kirkwood.
He went to high school there.
Yeah,
the
he did.
Thing.
And a Muni kid. He's a Muni kid. And he, you know, he left St. Louis for Broadway and all that kind of stuff. And then he started directing and choreographing. And his dream was to go home and open a theater company.
And I should say, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
We just passed the one-year mark of Michael's death a few months ago.
It's a little over 15 months that he passed away. There's like a veil of sadness in my life. But Michael and I were our own people, and he would not want me to be wallowing in that. So he's with me every step of the way, and he's pushing me forward and into my next chapter, which is very big.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
In a few days, you could win your first Olivier Award for Best Revival of a Musical for Evita. And the Oliviers are the London Tonys.
I made my producing debut with Evita last summer.
That was your producing debut in on the West End?
Yeah, on the West End.
Let's talk about Evita. This was not recreating the original direction and sets, and it's a reimagined version.
It is very visceral. It's young. It's very sexy.
What's new? Buenos Aires. I'm new. I wanna say I'm just a little stuck on you. You be on me too. I get out here.
It was a hot ticket, and I think it will be when it gets to New York.
Well, you may be adding an Olivier Award to your mantle in a couple of days, but something we know is happening is the Karate Kid is starting its UK tour.
It is. We're in rehearsal right now in London. I'm flying over in about 10 days for tech rehearsals into previews.
A special thing about Karate Kid the musical for St. Louis audiences is that it made its world premiere at Stages, what we call an out-of-town tryout.
This was really cool because it was a residency. They were here for over 2 months. They came here to work on the show and tweak it even as they're rehearsing. So going to London, it's going to be terrific, I'm sure. But there's been a lot that was learned from trying out in St. Louis.
The incarnation of Karate Kid that's about to go up has a new song.
I think it's two new songs. And
we have a copy of Million Miles.
I love it. Gino Ocello, he's terrific. He's terrific. I love his look.
Did he play the...
This is Daniel. This is the Ralph Macchio role. This happens when they've just moved to California, and Daniel is like, I'm so lost. I always felt it was going to be a hit. Gosh, I was so proud of it. And the audience reaction was crazy. I hope the same happens with the tour in the UK.
That was Broadway producer and Stage's St. Louis co-founder Jack Lane speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin. Thanks to editor Brian Moline. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. And thanks to all the listeners who supported us a little extra during this spring membership drive over the past week. Our theme music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur, but right now you're hearing more from The Karate Kid, the musical. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks so much for listening to The Gateway. Have a great weekend.